Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People who live by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today our guest is Manuela Roosevelt, and we're talking about, let me see if I pronounce this correctly, SOAR Optimists?
Yes, that's right.
Can you tell us what that means?
Soror means sister in Latin. Optimist means best, so best sisters. We're a service club of professional women worldwide. And we're best sisters.
Oh, that's wonderful. And are you representing a chapter, a local chapter, or?
I'm representing right now the New York City chapter.
Okay.
And there are two clubs in New York. My own club is 86 years old.
My goodness.
Yes.
Tell us how it all began.
It began in 1921 in Oakland, California. And it was felt, since Rotary was started earlier in 1905, that women too could meet and be of service to their community. But women, professional women especially, have perhaps more restrictions or had at the time. And Rotary was started for men. And so Violet Richardson Ward, who started SOAR Optimists, said, well, let's start a club for women. And that's how it started.
Now, my understanding is they have very similar missions.
Yes.
So can we talk a little bit about that?
So the missions for us are, it's service-oriented community, and we uphold and promote and support the rights of women and children. We promote awareness, advocacy, and action. And we are a worldwide organization. We're smaller than you are. We're 90,000 members strong. And we have consultative status with the UN and the United Nations Economic and Social Council. And we relate locally, nationally, and internationally. And it's a great, enthusiastic organization, and it has quite a history.
Now, it was started for women by women. Do you admit men at this time?
Like, no.
Because Rotary has become co-ed,
I know,
as you know.
I know. Not in Europe so much, as you may know. Rotary is still a little bit.
Men's,
yes.
Good old boys club.
Yes. Mm-hmm. SOAR Optimist is a good old girls club. Still, no men.
Uh-huh.
We're perhaps a little bit less strict in the sense that we meet once a month in the evenings, and we participate very actively. We have projects that are local, and we can participate in international projects.
What are some of your, give some examples of your local projects?
So the New York Club projects at the moment are, we support shelter homes. So women who, for whatever reason, whether it's domestic violence or economic reasons, have to go into a shelter. And right now, because of the economic conditions of the country, the life in shelters has been shortened in the sense that a woman can be there for 3 months and then she's encouraged to move on. So we also support her leaving the shelter and setting up a life on her own.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we follow through a few cases of women who, mm-hmm. who have needed to do that.
And do you partner with other agencies?
No, we do it on our own.
You do it on your own?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we also, we have a program for Afghan women in Queens.
Mm-hmm. In Queens as in the borough of New York?
As in the borough of New York, trying to, because their children go to school and they become wonderfully American, and the women sometimes have a little trouble adjusting.
Now, Manuela Roosevelt from the SOAR Optimists Club, let me ask you a question. We know about the American Association of University Women. You said that this organization of yours was founded in the 1920s for professional women. Do you have to have a degree to be considered a member? What are the membership requirements? Yes.
You don't have to be a degree. You have to be a professional woman. It can be in any profession, including housewife. because we consider that to be a very
homemaker.
Homemaker.
No more housewives. Homemaker.
Homemaker. We prefer if the club has a diversity of professions.
Right.
They're not too many of one. So there can be lawyers, but not too many of the same type of law. We encourage other women to seek further education. Some programs are to help others, you know, with grants and so on.
And your group meets where?
We meet at Hunter College right now.
In
New York City. We used to meet at a club, and the club was closed. Uh-huh. So.
And when does it meet?
It meets the first Wednesdays of every month.
What time?
6 o'clock.
In the evening?
Si.
So you have a dinner meeting, which is nice.
Yes.
After work.
Yes.
And how just out of curiosity, how do you recruit membership? How would one become involved if they would like to become involved?
I think you need two sponsors from your club to sponsor you. And what we ask is that you become an active member. So we like members to be involved and to participate.
In your projects, in your good works.
In the projects, or even simply to come.
Mm-hmm.
Because we feel that it's no good belonging to something if you're not going to participate.
And your New York City club covers the Hudson Valley?
It covers some of the Hudson Valley,
right.
Yes. Because the next club in our proximity is Watertown, Connecticut.
All right.
So,
and if somebody was listening today who said, gee, you know, I do business in New York City, even though I live in the Hudson Valley, and I'm listening here to Hudson Valley Talk Radio and would like to join your organization, their service organization, the Soroptimist
International.
I want to say Soroptimist, like the fellow that cut your toenails. But if they want to join your organization, how would they contact you?
Well, the Soroptimist International website will give you all. We are divided into federations, so the Americas. And you go to the area of the United States where you're living and then find out what the club closest to your home is and get in touch.
All right. Well, let's find out a little bit about Manuela Roosevelt herself. We can talk more about her very fine service organization.
Yes, she has this lovely, wonderful accent. From where do you hail?
It's obviously she's from Brooklyn.
Like Jonah. Yeah. Jonah who thinks he has no accent.
I don't have any kind of accent, lady.
New York accent.
Absolutely not.
I do have an accent. I'm Swiss. I was born in the Italian part of Switzerland, which is the smallest, but we think it's the prettiest because we're south of the Alps where the culture of beer and potatoes ends and wine and rice and all the other wonderful northern Italian dishes start.
Mm-hmm.
My mother is Spanish, so I'm also half Spanish. So I have a...
Hence your name?
Manuela.
Manuela.
Yes.
And the other half is steeped in American history.
Yes.
Because your husband is the grandson of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And, of course, he's related. I can't even figure out the family chart of President Teddy Roosevelt because Franklin and Teddy were fifth cousins.
Yes, but also Eleanor Roosevelt, David's grandmother, was a niece of Theodore Roosevelt.
Right.
So she was a Roosevelt before she married Franklin. And so David would be a great-grandnephew.
Right. In fact, Teddy Roosevelt said to Franklin at the wedding, supposedly, thank you for keeping the name in the family, because Eleanor Roosevelt's maiden name was Eleanor Roosevelt.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, the family is so extensive that
It's sprawling.
It's sprawling, and Eleanor, of course, Eleanor's grandmother was a Livingston from the Hudson Valley. And there have been, in the past, quite a few marriages between distant cousins, because they are so distant.
Well, of course, Eleanor Roosevelt exemplified service, especially in women's issues. Was she a member of your group?
She was not, but she was. We were the first service club to be welcomed to the UN consultative status in 1948 by her. So I think her vision of the world included women helping other women.
Absolutely.
So Manuela Roosevelt, tell us about some of the other service projects you and your fellow service members do in your club in New York City.
Well, I think we also support small grants for further education. I just moved from Switzerland in April. I was president of my local club in Switzerland. And in Europe right now, the Soroptimists are going for water. So clean water, as you know, I don't know whether you heard this morning, there was a spill in the Danube River, toxic spill. So many European Soroptimist clubs, especially in northern Italy or eastern Europe, have small local clubs have managed to clean up whole lakes that were polluted and make them swimmable again and restore the fauna and flora. So water is one of the great themes. And of course,
and one of the most important things of life, of living. We were talking about that. I don't want to get in a tangent here, but we had an environmentalist address our congregation over the weekend talking about the importance of water globally and how you can do without many, many, many things. But water is a very basic need, clean water, to survive. For all of us.
And we'll be getting into more of those kind of service issues with our guest, Manuela Roosevelt. But first, let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. My co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell, who's going to tell us who brings us Radio Rotary this week.
Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary District 7210 and the clubs of Arlington, Cairo, Carmel, Chester, Chestnut Ridge, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston Sunrise, and LaGrange.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans or sweaters or suits. Just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
We're the hosts of Radio Rotary, heard Friday mornings at 9, right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
We have exciting news.
We now have our very own website, www.radiorotary.org.
Not only that, you can subscribe to our new podcasts on iTunes or on our new website.
So click there today.
That's www.radiorotary.org.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
I'm Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Treeboiser, and our lovely, very gracious and elegant guest, Manuela Roosevelt, who's talking about Soroptimist, which is a women's club. It's a global international women's club founded by women, almost in parallel to when Rotary was founded by men. It is a like club.
Yes.
We have a lot of similarities.
Yes.
With the exception, you all aren't co-ed quite yet.
No.
Rotary finally gave in.
Can I be the first male person to join?
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
Keeping in mind.
He wants to be grandfathered into the
I'm
your
old
club.
Enough to be Manuel's grandfather. But the name of the group is Soroptimist, and you were explaining earlier that it's a combination of which two words?
Soror. Sister.
Like sorority.
Yes, sisterhood or optimist meaning best.
Right.
So, and best sisters, best for women.
Optimistic.
And
optimistic. Looking forward.
Uplifting.
And
yes.
A wonderful service organization. And tell us about some of the service projects you have participated in personally, Manuela Roosevelt.
The service projects, well, I as I explained, I was president of my own club back in Switzerland, and one of the projects that I proposed to my club and they're now doing was to make a directory of foundations and help centers and any non-governmental and governmental agency that was there to help women. Because we have now, as you may know, quite a lot of immigration in Switzerland and in Europe from the East. And women find themselves in a different psychological environment. And sometimes they need to speak about some things that are not right at the home. And it's very difficult to find out to whom to go to and how to do it and who's going to do what. So we've made this directory that is very easy. It's distributed through supermarkets and pharmacies, because if it comes at home, sometimes in certain households, the men might get upset. So in a pharmacy, the woman is generally on her own, and there's an ambience of care, and also in supermarkets where they shop.
So you're not only doing good works for the greater community, but it's a support group within its membership itself.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And we also join in projects with other clubs, and we can join in projects with our federation. So
federation meaning that's like your region or
region. So the American Federation, the clubs can have inter-club projects and work together.
Do you ever collaborate with Rotary, for example?
I think we do. I had a cultural collaboration with Rotary.
What does that mean, cultural collaboration?
Well, Club Rotary Venice, of course, is wonderfully well positioned to open up palaces and the history of Venice in a way a little bit more interestingly than if you
were just a tourist.
If you're just a tourist. So the cultural collaboration was we went to the Doge's Palace and we had a private tour.
I was going to say, are some places that are closed?
Yes.
Normally to the public. Okay.
Or rooms
limited
are closed.
Limited access.
Yes. But we enthusiastically get involved, I think, in Europe, especially now, across boundaries. So Club Warsaw is just celebrating 20 years. They could not form clubs under the communist era. Mm-hmm. And so there are wonderful clubs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Springing up.
In that part of Europe.
Yes. And women find great comfort and great stimulation, I think, in being able to meet and so on. But certainly we consider Rotarians to be our brothers and sisters, because it's like mine.
Well, humanitarian. You mentioned that you all were involved with the UN, so is Rotary.
Yes.
They have a seat there as well,
voice. We have Rotary UN Day coming up, and our Rotary microphones will be there covering this fabulous event.
Which means that Jonah and Sarah wear their sneakers and run off from one end of the building up and down those staircases all over, trying to tag people.
Tying people to chairs and making them come on our show.
Actually, it's a lot of fun. Rotarians come from all over the world, and they shut the UN down, the building down, for the day. It's open to Rotarians and the Interact, which is the high school level as well.
Yes.
Anyway, it's a great thing.
And now would be a great time for Manuela Roosevelt to tell us about how people can join the Suroptimist group. And remind us again when her chapter meets, and then we can talk about how to join Rotary. You know, you can belong to both, ladies.
Absolutely.
And gentlemen out there, they may not welcome you to the Suroptimist Club, but you can always join Rotary. So tell us again, where does your group meet, when, what time, and how people can get some more information?
So more information, the easiest is online.
Okay.
Go to Google or any of the search engines and type in Suroptimist.
Suroptimist.
International. So because Suroptimist International, that will give you the site. If you search from America, it will probably take you directly to the American site. There is a map. You can read about the mission, a little bit of the history and so on. There is a map. Go to the map and see which clubs are closest to where you live. And you contact either the president of the club or the secretary. And I'm sure they will welcome you, because in the case where a club grows too large, a second club is formed. So when it reaches about 60 members or so on, then there's always a second club in the same city.
You know, it's good you talk about typing in Google and clubs around the world, because Radio Rotary is now heard around the world by podcasts, by joining up on iTunes. Just type in Radio Rotary. Or go to our new website, RadioRotary.org. And your group that you belong to is in New York City, meets at Hunter College Wednesdays at 6 p.m., right?
Yes.
You welcome people who are in the city that evening to come by and say hello.
Yes. We have dinner.
I was going to say, how's the food?
Yeah, the food is good. The food is good.
That's Sarah's main concern.
Well, it's one of them.
Yes. And we meet, and there won't be all of us together, but there certainly is a good crowd. It's an international club, so a lot of women who are not American but are working in New York City or stay, we have.
When people are traveling, are you allowed to go to visit a club in another destination?
Absolutely, and you can ask for help. We just help a young chamber music, Baroque chamber music, coming from Westphalia in Germany. They wanted a place to play music, and so we helped them, and we found a place, and we organized and advertised their concert.
Now, Manuela Roosevelt of Soroptimus International, in this day and age when people are concerned about the economy and how they're going to put bread on the table and make their next month's rent, why should people give extra time to a service organization? Why not just, you know, work a second job, a third job? Why is it important to continue to serve humanity?
I think serving humanity services your spirit. And sure enough, it's extremely important and fundamental to be able to eat and to be able to clothe yourself. But belonging to a club and giving of yourself time-wise also puts you in touch with economic realities that are much worse than your own, probably from other countries. And also it makes you feel that you're not useless. You can actually influence, you can actually help. And if you've known hardship, you can probably help a little better and have even more human compassion.
Well, that's a beautiful way of pointing out not only the Soroptimist's philosophy, but Rotary. And we always invite our listeners to look at Rotary.org, click on the club locator button, type in your own hometown, and you'll learn where your local Rotary club is. Join the fun of Rotary service, and if you're a woman and are in the New York City area, join Soroptimus International, and come on there. Dinner meeting Wednesday night at Hunter College. Where particularly in Hunter College? I know it's a very big campus.
It's a dining room. I can't remember the number, but if you get in touch with us, we'll tell you where
to go. I'm sure they have more information online when you look it up.
Yes.
Now, how long have you been in the New York club? Because you transferred.
Yes, I transferred, and I had to finish my term as president, which is just finished in September.
Uh-huh.
So I just only transferred.
Well, good luck with it all.
Thank you.
And Manuela Roosevelt, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary.
Thank you both. Thank you.
And great. Sarah, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary District 7210 and the clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Oak, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treboiser. Thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.